And so, my dear boy, when in the beginning our common Father Creator Almighty changed the functioning of both these primordial sacred laws, he directed the action of their forces from within the most holy Son Absolute into the space of the universe, whereupon there came into being the emanation of the Son Absolute, which is now called Theomertmalogos, or Word God. For the sake of clarity in certain of my further explanations, it must be remarked here that in the process of the creation of the now existing world, the force of the divine will of our endlessness participated only at the very beginning. The subsequent creation went on automatically, of its own accord, entirely without the participation of the force of his own divine will, thanks only to these two changed fundamental cosmic laws. And the process of creation then took place in the following sequence. Thanks to the new property of the fifth stapinder of the sacred Heptaparaparshanoch, the emanations issuing from the Son Absolute began to act at certain definite points of the space of the universe upon the prime source cosmic substance Ethernochrono, and thus by means of the totality of the old and new properties of the sacred primordial laws, certain definite concentrations began to take form. Further, thanks to those factors, these definite concentrations acquired their own laws of Heptaparaparshanoch and Triyamasikamno, which began to exert their action upon each other. And there were gradually crystallized in these concentrations everything necessary for the appearance of those large concentrations which still exist and are now called second-order suns. When these newly arisen suns had been completely actualized and both fundamental laws with their own functioning had been finally established in them, then in the same way as in the most holy Son Absolute, their own results began to be transformed and radiated. And these, uniting with the emanations of the most holy Son Absolute in the space of the universe, became factors for the actualization of the common cosmic fundamental process of the sacred law of Triyamasikamno. That is to say, the most holy Theomertmalogos began to manifest itself in the quality of the third holy force of the sacred Triyamasikamno. The results of the action of any one of the newly arisen second-order sons began to serve as the first holy force, and the results of all the newly arisen second-order sons as a whole, acting upon the given newly arisen second-order son, began to serve as the second holy force of this sacred law. As soon as the process of the common cosmic sacred Triyamasikamno was thus established in the space of the universe, crystallizations of different densities were gradually formed out of that same prime source Ethernochrono and began to group themselves around each of the second-order suns, giving rise to new concentrations. And in this way, more new suns appeared, but this time third-order suns. These third-order cosmic concentrations are those which at the present time are called planets. At this stage in the process of the first outer cycle of the fundamental sacred Heptaparaparshanoch, that is, after the formation of the third-order suns or planets, owing to the changed fifth deflection of the sacred Heptaparaparshanoch, which, as I have already said, is called Harnel Aut, just here, the initial impulse given to the completing process having lost half the force of its vivifyingness, manifested only half of its action outside itself, keeping the other half for itself, that is, for its own functioning, in consequence of which, on these last big results called third-order suns or planets, there began to arise what are called similarities to the already arisen. And as the surrounding conditions of actualization were established everywhere in conformity with the second particularity of the fifth stop-hinder of the sacred Heptaparapashanoch, the development of the fundamental outer cycle of the sacred Heptaparapashanoch came to an end, and the entire action of its functioning entered forever into the results already manifested by it. And from then on, there began in them their own permanent processes of transformation called evolution and involution. Then, this time, thanks to a second-order cosmic law named Lichtschicht, or the aggregation of the homogeneous, the relatively independent formations called similarities to the already arisen began to be grouped on the planets into yet other relatively independent formations. Owing to these processes of evolution and involution inherent in the sacred Heptaparapashanoch, there also began to be crystallized and decrystallized in the presence of all cosmic concentrations, great and small, all sorts of definite cosmic substances with their own subjective properties, which objective science calls active elements. And all the results of the evolution and involution of these active elements, actualizing the trogo-auto-egocratic principle of existence of everything in the universe by means of reciprocal feeding and maintenance, produce the common cosmic process Iran-Iranumange, or what objective science calls the universal exchange of substances. So, my boy, thanks to this new system of reciprocal feeding of everything existing, in which our most holy Sun Absolute itself took part, that equilibrium was established in the universe, which no longer gives the merciless Heropas the possibility of bringing about anything unforeseen to our most great and most holy Sun Absolute. And thus, the cause for the divine anxiety of our almighty uni-being endlessness concerning the wholeness of his eternal place of dwelling disappeared forever.